When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to the award-winning podcast, The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, featuring business leaders to help you navigate a constantly changing marketplace. Want to become known as a trusted authority while building a thriving business you love? The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will show you how. Here's your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Well, welcome back to another episode of The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, also known as the Podcasting Queen. Now, let me just take a step back because just to say that, welcome to another episode of The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. It took me back because for those of you who may have been avid listeners, you've been long-time listeners of The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, you know that this show has been on hiatus. You know that I shut down production of the show a number of years ago now. And I did that for a couple of reasons. And you know what? I need to apologize because I never really did an end show. I never really connected back and said, this is the reason why we're doing it. And here is the next episode or the next episode of the new podcast that I'm creating. So I need to ask for your forgiveness. I need to say, look, I'm so sorry that I just disappeared off the face of the earth. No, I did not move to another planet or anything like that. There was just different projects. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a snapshot onto that. But first and foremost, know that this show, it's going to be a shorter show because I just wanted to touch base with you, let you know where we were, why I did that. And of course, now that we're coming back with a vengeance, with many, many great guests coming up on the show that's going to be featured, and that we're also live streaming at the same time that we're recording this. So if you're someone who also prefers to watch video and maybe you like to also have the opportunity to ask some questions of the guests, then I'll share at the end of the show how you can do that to ensure that you're kept up to date with all of the upcoming guests that we'll be featuring on the show before we go live, before we do the interviews, so that you can be there and book them into your calendar. Lots of exciting things for 2021. All right. Now, I can't remember when I shut the show down. It was probably a couple of years ago now. And of course, this is 2021. We're in January. So I would say, goodness, you know, and years just mold into one into the other. I'm not very good with time. So I'd probably say about a couple of years ago now, which would bring that to about 18, I think. So 2 years. So anyway, the reason I closed that or shut the show down was because my business was taking on a little bit of a new direction. We were doing a bit of a pivot and there were some significant projects that I really wanted to work on. Now, back when I was doing the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, I was focusing on personal branding for entrepreneurs, getting their message out there, helping them with their business. Many of my clients are coaches and consultants, but what I started to transition into was more of the podcasting space, helping coaches and consultants get their message out, build their reach, build their reputation as a trusted authority and their revenue with a thought leader podcast. So I took some time out to write my book, Industry Thought Leader, How to Go From Invisible to Influential with a Podcast. That has launched. Book is done and dusted, it's out there. While also develop my signature program, one of the signature programs, and that is Podcasting with Purpose. So this is really where we spend 90 days from idea to launch your thought leader podcast. So I was going through all of the creation stage, you know, really getting out of my head and onto paper in a systematized way, what I call your signature system, the steps that you take people through, the unique steps. And I needed to take time time to really document that and then get it into a sequence and the delivery that I knew was going to make the biggest impact. And it's taken a little while, but we're finally there. And I knew that I just didn't have the bandwidth to continue with the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. I even closed down my Women in Leadership podcast, which, by the way, I'm starting up again. If you're not yet subscribed to Women in Leadership, womeninleadershippodcast.com. And of course, this is the ambitiousentrepreneurshow.com. That was closed at that time too. And I started a new podcast called Industry Thought Leader Podcast, because that kind of really covered that brand. And, you know, started up the Industry Thought Leader Academy, which is going, you know, which is developed and it's there. And, you know, over the Christmas break, I decided, and more recently, actually, I decided, you know what, I really love the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. It's been one that I've met so many connections, many of them, you know, friends and colleagues. Maybe you're listening and you've been a previous guest on the show, and it's because of the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. And you may have known it before it became Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, Business Success Podcast. That was what it was called for a number of years now, as well, before I rebranded into Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. And so it's always had a place that's near and dear to my heart. And, you know, it was interesting when I did close it down, I had a number, you know, several inquiries. Would you consider selling the podcast? And I was thinking, really? You know what? Actually, no, because I, as many of you may know, we have the Ambitious Entrepreneur Network, which is our podcast network. So ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com will take you to the Ambitious Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And I had a number of, and still do, of podcasts that we host and produce for our podcast network itself. So some of our own podcasts, but I also have some alliance partners that I host and produce their podcasts for. And that is also hosted on the Ambitious Entrepreneur Podcast Network platform. And so I knew I really wanted to keep that brand name too. And so, you know, just sharing this gives you a bit of an insight, but also for some of you, when you think of it from a branding position too, and maybe you're going through some things in your business where at the moment the direction that you're going into your business, you can't say yes to all of the things, even though you may like to. And if you're like me, a multi-passionate entrepreneur, we know that we've got a lot of different projects being juggled all in the one go anyway. So keeping on some things just because, you know, you've always done them may not necessarily be the right thing for you. And so, you know, you may need to put some things on hold too. Looking back, maybe could have rebranded Ambitious Entrepreneur Show and brought in more Industry Thought Leader Podcast, but I needed that clean break and I'm glad I did, because now when I think of the podcastingwithpurpose.com, which is where you'll find all of the details about our signature program and areas, you know, perhaps you have already launched a podcast and it's not generating the income that you're wanting to, you're struggling to monetize your podcast, you certainly check that out. But maybe you're a coach or a consultant and you really need to step out this year and get clear on your message, get clear on your positioning, get clear on your IP, your thought leadership, you know, intellectual property, your systems, what's going to make you unique, what's distinguishable about you, how can you be uncopyable, and how can you be irresistible when it comes to your message. All of those things is what we focus on. And I've most recently launched, which I'm really excited, is the influencealliance.com, which was the last piece of the puzzle. And that's really our membership program. It's our business building community where we support change makers, coaches and consultants who know that they've got a bigger message that they want to share, but they want to do business building the right way for them, the right steps at the right time, and not focusing on bright shiny objects and marketing because, you know, you've been told, oh, you need to do this. I actually share with a lot of my clients before they become clients, you're not yet ready to launch a podcast. Because as I say to them, a podcast is an amplification vehicle. It's a tool, it's a platform that amplifies your message. And the reason that you're starting a podcast, if you're an ambitious entrepreneur and you're thinking of starting a podcast, because one of the things that you're struggling with is your message isn't cutting through the noise. You've got a great, great product, great service, great expertise, which not many people have through the experience that you've had and you know, all of the things that you've put together, your IP, but no one knows about you, or hardly anyone knows about you. So you're thinking of starting a podcast as a way to amplify your message. Well, guess what? If your message is not already working, a podcast is not going to help you. It's only going to amplify the existing message that you have. So focus on getting clear on your message first, then layer a robust podcast strategy on top of that. That's what I tell all of my clients. And so if that sounds like you, if you want to hang out with some awesome change makers who are up to incredible things, who are business building their business in a sustainable and scalable way, whilst, you know, having fun and building connections with other ambitious entrepreneurs and change makers, then the influencealliance.com really highly encourage you to check us out. Would love to welcome you into the community. So yeah, that's kind of what I've been focusing on, but we're back. We are back. And in actual fact, I've decided to put my Industry Thought Leader podcast on hold. We've created some incredible podcast episodes, had some amazing guests. So if you want to go back and listen to that podcast, industrythoughtleaderpodcast.com. But we will now be featuring all of our business podcasts on the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, this particular podcast. And we are going to be talking with thought leaders. We are going to be talking with disruptors, with change makers, and talking about all the things that you need to be doing in your business 2021 and beyond to really make a bigger impact, to become known as that trusted authority in your field, so that if someone says, hey, do you know someone who does X, Y, and Z? And if that's your area of expertise, your name is mentioned among the few people that are recommended. Maybe your name is on the top of the list. You need to go and speak to so-and-so because he is the best in this, or you need to go and speak to her because no one else is able to bring that level of expertise like she does to that area, that industry. So that's what the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show is all about. And we've got some free community too, which I've set up, and I want to be spending more time there just sharing shows, just you know, if this is something that you're interested in, you want to hang out with some other change makers. Our free community is podcastingwithpurpose.com/community. That's a Facebook page. Now, if you want to become or be informed of upcoming shows, then go and join us either on LinkedIn or on our Facebook page, The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. You'll be able to find us there. So if you join the page, like the page, and then be, you know, click on where you're going to be notified when we post so that you're the first to know, you can then be informed as to all of the guests that we have coming up so that you can, you know, obviously once we, because we're using the StreamYard platform, when I go live across LinkedIn, across Facebook, a couple of pages, YouTube as well, of course, I go live there as well. So across any of those platforms, you'll be the first to know once we do. And so you can then ask questions, you can then comment, you can then be part of the conversation when we go live. So please go and find the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show on the Facebook group. Or on LinkedIn, we've got an Ambitious Entrepreneur Show as well, a company page. But there's a little bit of a hiccup when we set up our events to go live on the Ambitious Entrepreneur page, on company page, on LinkedIn. So we tend to just set that up on my personal profile on LinkedIn. So please go and follow me there. If you rather watch the live stream when we record the interviews on LinkedIn, if that's your preferred platform. Anne-Marie Cross, go and follow me there. Just as a recap, as I'm finishing, the shows that we will be producing this year are Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, which is this particular show, focused on bringing thought leaders and change makers and disruptors, with a specific focus on online business because of what's happening in the world. We've got different countries. I mean, I'm here in Australia. Thank goodness that we, you know, our government, our state government went in pretty hard. We were locked down here in Melbourne. We were ostracized, if you will, from a lot of the other states here in Australia. We were not allowed to travel across the border, but we've been able to get it under control. So we are back down to zero transmissions, which, and other parts of Australia Australia are as well. And so, you know, we feel pretty blessed at the moment. I know many other countries are still struggling. So we certainly hold you in our prayers that will come right soon and that you'll be, healthy and back to what will be the and I know this term, and some people don't like this new term, but whatever normal is for you, there's no such thing as normal anymore, but that you're out there, that you're impacting the world with your message and doing what it is that you are passionate about. So Ambitious Entrepreneur Show, we have Women in Leadership podcast.com. If you are a woman in leadership, whether you're a leadership in corporate or in business, that is the show for you. Just shared that online over on my LinkedIn profile, and someone there who has been an avid listener, she said, "I love that podcast. I binge listen to every single episode. I love the way that Anne-Marie's a bit of a straight shooter, a sharp shooter in that way." And, you know, it was thrilling because I was able to say to her, well, it's been a number of years on now. I've seen her share some of her content on LinkedIn. I said, let's get you on as a guest because you've got some real value to share in that particular realm. So Women in Leadership podcast. And of course, if you are a Christian, if you love the Lord and you're in business, you're in the marketplace, you're a marketplace champion, then we have the Christian Entrepreneurs with an S podcast.com. Would love for you to join me there as well. And so those are the three podcasts that the Ambitious Entrepreneur Podcast Network will be producing, hosting and producing those. Would love you to check those out as well. Now, if you are someone who knows of someone else who would be a great guest because they're an expert in their field, they're a trusted authority, they're a thought leader in their industry, and they're doing some really unique things in the online space, reach out and let me know. I would love for you to go to Apple, if you are an Apple user, even if you're not an Apple user, you can do this. Leave comments, the feedback. I often haven't really encouraged people to do that, but I want to start doing that more because that's where you and I can have a conversation. Of course, I would love for you to connect with me on my different platforms. Anne-Marie Coach is where I am on Twitter, if you love Twitter. Anne-Marie Coach is where I am on Instagram as well. Anne-Marie Cross is where I am on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is probably a platform where I'm really focusing on more this year. My ideal client just tends to hang out there more, so really focused on building my community there. Reach out to me and let me know what you thought of the show, what kind of topics that you would like to see me cover. I think of this platform as not just my platform, but our platform. You know, I've got a unique ability that I've been told that, I love interviewing people. I'm naturally curious and I'm learning as well. So why not leverage that and get me to interview some of the people that you would like me to interview, and who would you like me to see on the show? Now, by the way, they don't necessarily have to be big names. In fact, I tend to like to speak to the people who've got the boots on the ground and who are doing this stuff. So I don't necessarily need to, because you can hear about them on different platforms. They've got their own platforms as well. So I'm talking about people who are innovating their areas, who are trialing and erroring things and going through the trial and error and testing things out till they found a way of doing something that's quite different and uniquely. Because moving forward, I think there is opportunities for people to embrace this change, but harness change. In fact, one of the posts that I shared, that when I was telling my community that, hey, I'm bringing the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show back, I said, now's the time for change makers and champions to step up and to embrace change and to embrace uncertainty and leverage change and leverage uncertainty and use it as rocket fuel. So, now more than ever, with changing marketplace challenges that we've never had to face before, we thought 2020 was over. Well, great, let's start again. Well, guess what? That learning, we need to bring that back. We need to bring that into 2021 and let that inform us as to how do we do things differently? How can we, adapt and adopt different things that, is really going to make a difference, but not just to us individually or our communities, but to everyone on a bigger scale, now's the time to really collaborate. And so I want to hear from you. So leave, some shout outs on as feedback on Apple, because that means that just helps get our message out to an even bigger audience. And one of my goals is to make a much bigger impact in the world. And by you commenting and sharing it with others in your community means that you can help. You can become part of that movement of making a bigger difference, one message, one podcast at a time. Now, before I go, I promised to do a shout out to my community who congratulated me and they were excited about the podcast, Ambitious Entrepreneur, this show coming back online. But you know what I thought? Rather than just singling out a few people, I was just going to rattle off their names, because my community, which is you, of course, I don't know who's listening that to this show. So that's why I'm saying this year, from this point forward, I want to know who you are, what you're working on, what excites you about business. And maybe, you know, we can connect online. But first and foremost, reach out, leave feedback about the podcast, who you want me to interview, or what you learned about each podcast that I have done, because that allows me to find out more about what it is that you need, who you want me to interview, and it just allows me to do a shout out to you, because I do really appreciate you being here. So without any further ado, and without, you know, no alphabetical order or anything like this, this is just in the sequence of people who said congratulations, yay, on fire. Brenda Siosis, Cindy Taylor McConnell, Sharon Ludlow, Jane Turner, Lee Cummins, Jasmine Romaine, Mary Wong, Julie Hobbs, Raywin May, Peace Mitchell, Kathleen Ann, Natasha Short, who else? Fiddlers Cruz, Diana Abruzzi, Joseph Pareta, Kathy Holmes, Donna Brown, Simone Waters, Rachel Allen, Deborah Jason, and Eric Bigalk. So to all of you, thank you so very much for your congratulations. I'm really excited. 2021 and beyond are going to be fascinating years, incredible years, so many opportunities there. And I look forward to interviewing so many awesome business owners, change makers, champions of change, disruptors, innovators on the show, and bringing you the latest to help you build, you know, as an ambitious entrepreneur, to build a successful, sustainable business that you love. So looking forward to bringing that to you in future episodes. Bye for now.
This podcast is brought to you by theinfluencealliance.com. Want to influence real change with your message by becoming known as a trusted authority in your industry while building a sustainable and scalable business you love? Find out how by accessing our free podcast series at theinfluencealliance.com/podcast series. That's theinfluencealliance.com/podcast series.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.